Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
2021, another year of near-record warmth in St. Louis. It was another year of near-record heat. Near-record heat. In St. Louis and across the nation, as 2021 average temperatures ranked amongst the hottest on record. Nationally, the year was the fourth hottest in the 127 years on record in the contiguous U.S., according to the results announced yesterday. Now, keep in mind that we have only been keeping records for 127 years. How long has the planet been around, Sue? Do you have
a
rough estimate of that?
Let's
just say, even if it's a few million years, not tens of millions or hundreds of millions, we've got a few years outside of the 127 years that are on record in this country. St. Louis tied for the sixth warmest year on record, based on data compiled by the local forecast office of the National Weather Service. So, of course, you had people going to write stories like this in our local paper, talk about how dangerous this is with climate change. Let's visit with Steve Malloy here this afternoon to maybe set some of this straight. He's a former Trump-Pence EPA transition team member, the founder of JunkScience.com. How are you, Steve, this afternoon?
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me. Doing great.
Sometimes when you hear these different temperature results, you're talking about maybe just a tenth of a degree here or there, but they make it seem like we're just scorched here in this country, right?
Yeah, you know, I find it hard to take this seriously, especially like when they tend to release these reports in January. I mean, I know that it's a balmy 47 degrees in St. Louis, but where I am in Washington, D.C., it's about 25 degrees. It's pretty damn cold. And so when you tell me that 2021 was, as you mentioned, a tenth of a degree warmer than the average over the past 30 years, I don't really get too jazzed about that. I mean, since industrialization, you know, they think, and they're not sure, they think that average global temperatures has increased by about 1.1 degrees Celsius. And that's after adding, you know, almost 7 billion people to the planet. So, okay, well, the planet is going to get a little warmer because we have built all these cities which trap heat. We have all these activities which involve heat and fossil fuels. And if you're telling me after, you know, 150, 200 years, we've only added 1 degree centigrade to the global temperature, okay, that's fine. Warming is not bad anyway. Warming is good. You know, we have all these mouths we have to feed on this planet, and we do that with agriculture, and agriculture requires warm temperatures, carbon dioxide, sunshine and water, which, you know, all happens a lot easier with fossil fuel. So I'm not too excited about this.
No, it's ridiculous, which is one of the reasons I want to have you on. But I'm going to focus on this here, because they say that what happened with our temperature, the average temperature, 59 degrees, that's 1.6 degrees warmer than the 30-year average, okay, from 91 to 2020. It comes on the heels of a scorching decade, a trend consistent with recent climate expectations. As concentrations of greenhouse gases continue to climb and the planet warms, four, Steve, of St. Louis's six hottest years on record have occurred since 2012.
So look, it's been, you know, we're in a warming trend that started at the bottom of the Little Ice Age in about 1650. So it's been warming for more than 370 years now. It's been warming, and some years more than others. It's going to keep going up, probably. And, you know, we'd rather have it get warmer than cooler. You know, it's important for everyone to keep in mind, you know, we're warming gradually. And it's important for everyone to keep in mind that this notion that warming is bad, at best, is unproven, but it's generally crazy, because warming once again, makes agriculture work. You know, in the Little Ice Age, when temperatures dipped for several hundred years, there were a lot of famines.
Why do you hate the polar bears, though, Steve?
Well, that's interesting because, you know, there are actually more polar bears now than there were 60 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
And the reason there are more polar bears is because hunting has been restricted. You know, the natives in Alaska and Siberia are no longer allowed to just go pillage polar bear populations. That was the biggest threat to polar bears, not temperature.
Well, can you speak to the issue of that terrible drought that is continuing in California?
Wait a second.
It's not, is it? Now it's about as wet as it's been in 10 years, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, generally California has been in a little bit of a drought for the last 5 years or so. And, you know, once again, if you go back through California's natural history, and you don't have to go back millions of years, just go back 1,200 years, California has had periods of drought, mega drought, as long as 200 years. For all we know, the current drought could last 200 years, consistent with previous mega droughts in California. You know, California has a tendency now to catch on fire because for the past 40 years, we have completely neglected the forests and have turned them into tinderboxes. So anytime some human goes, you know, goes through and however they do it, starts a fire, the forests are just, you know, ripe for massive wildfires.
Well, and, you know, I think that as someone that tends to think that I look at these things logically, let's say we can attribute some of the things that are happening in this country or on the planet to humans warming up the planet. Let's grant that at least a little bit. But there are all these other factors which get ignored, aren't there?
It's very complex. Nobody understands it. You know, it's important to remember that climate alarmists, although they're continually sounding the alarm, you know, in one way or another, over the past 50 years, I can't think of a single prediction that they've ever called that was correct. They've overpredicted CO2 levels. They've overpredicted temperature. Their models don't work at all. They have predicted Florida would be underwater by now. They've predicted, you know, the Arctic would be ice-free by, you know, 10 years ago. None of this stuff is true. It's, you know, the climate is a very complex thing. No one really understands it. The whole idea that, you know, CO2 is going to destroy the planet, I mean, these are just wild guesses at best.
Yeah, well, and the other wild guess is the whole idea that we can actually do something that would effectively, you know, stem the warming. That's fantasy, too.
That is fantasy. And, you know, even if you believe IPCC science that, you know, carbon dioxide emissions are warming the planet, the United States itself is a very small part of that now. There are these countries on the other side of the world, maybe you've heard of them, China, India. There is a developing continent, Africa, that's coming up. And so, there's nothing that, for example, Joe Biden could do or Congress could do to change global temperature. My big problem with this whole climate thing is that, you know, there's no rational discussion going on anywhere. This is all, you know, all the policy, Joe Biden's bills, every speech he gives, you know, it's all based on this
notion. There's no debate on these things. Absolutely. We know that. This is the only common sense conversations that tend to happen in conservative radio or on Fox. Steve, you're always great. I really appreciate you putting this into context.
Right,
Happy New Year to you. We'll have you back.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.